In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with Volume 21, March 19th, 1927. This is the second paragraph. Luisa was just saying, Father Inible is sick. He's dying. Who's going to publish these writings that Jesus says Father Inible has to do? So if you look at the writings that are out there are dedicated to St. Annibale de Francia, under his direction, under his authority. It's really a riot, because God's got everything planned. Now, while I was thinking about this, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter Luisa, Father Inible, who has been given a mission and has only just started it, or has not completed the carrying out of his mission at that very moment, she says, Jesus brings him to heaven. If I, Jesus, bring him to heaven with me, we'll continue his mission from heaven, from up there. Because St. Annibale de Francia will bring in the depth of his soul the deposit of the good of the knowledges which he has acquired while he was alive in life. So it's the same thing with us. Each of us has a mission. Each of us has an office. This is what Jesus teaches Luisa. Whatever your office is if it's a priest, if it is a layperson, married, if you're not married, your office is very important to God. And this is what God has planned. To be single is just as important as to being married, according to Jesus, because that's your office. That's your vocation. So he's saying, what he wants us to be aware of is, what do you know what your mission is? Do you know why you're alive today? Why did God create you? Okay, for us, our mission is the divine will. It's to learn this way of heaven while on earth, to learn this new and abundant life that our God wants us to begin to live. So our office is to become a little child of the divine will. This is what God has planned from the beginning of time. That's why he predestined us to live at this time. So he's asking us, what he's showing us is what Father Inible is going to do, even if he's died, if God has said, this is your mission, you'll finish it in heaven. The same thing here in this life. If we die before everything happens, not to worry about it. Because when we read 2 Thessalonians 2, what we see is when Jesus returns, we will not be the first to greet him. It will be the dead who will greet him first. The dead will receive the glorified body first, and then we will receive it, those that are living. But if we die, the great thing is, it's death is a door to the Trinity. Death is a door to the Trinity, and we're here for just a very short period of time. And that's the beauty of this gift. The beauty of our God is we begin to see things from a divine perspective. Those who do not know of Jesus, do not know of this abundant life that God has called us to live. At death, there's wailing and sadness. Yes, we miss our loved ones. But there's a joy too, knowing that their time on earth is over. Their time for sin is over. And now their life begins. A life without sin, a life with joy. Even in purgatory, they call them the holy souls in purgatory. Why? They're being purged of everything that they didn't purge themselves of while on earth. They're being freed to begin to live this joy-filled life of heaven. And they, and those souls that are praying for the holy souls in purgatory, the holy souls in purgatory, Jesus says, You're making friends so that when you die, they'll be praying for you as well. And this is why every day we pray for the holy souls in purgatory. We stub our toe. I'm going to offer this up for the holy souls in purgatory. You know, it's to give our fiat to what God wants. So in heaven, Father Nibali will comprehend these truths, these promises, these manifestations that Jesus gave to Louisa more with more clarity. And in comprehending the great good of the knowledges of the supreme fiat, Say Honorable De Francia will pray and will make all of heaven pray that these truths, these knowledges, these promises be known on earth, and it will impetrate a light more clear for those who will have to occupy themselves with the writings. Okay, see, we are occupying ourselves with the writings. How are we doing that? We're reading the Book of Heaven. We're studying the Book of Heaven. We're putting into practice the Book of Heaven. We're listening to Jesus speak to us. He says to Louisa, you are the one who are receiving the secrets of the Holy Spirit, the treasures of the Holy Spirit that the saints longed for, but they didn't receive. Why? This is your job, Louisa. This is your office, Louisa. This is your mission, Louisa, to receive these words that Jesus speaks to Louisa, these truths, these knowledges, these promises. And as you put them down on paper, those who read them little by little, God is revealing this, these truths, these secrets, these treasures of the Holy Spirit. So what he does is he expands our capacity to understand divine realities. And a lot of times Louisa will say, everything I'm saying is mere foolishness. And why? She says, I'm using human terms to explain divine realities. And she says, how? I can't find the words. How do you explain a divine reality? And each of us have gone through that in our own life, what God has revealed to us, what God has shown us. And I'm not talking about visions or apparitions or locutions, but things are a divine perspective. You try to put words to it. It was like, you know, it was like this or like that. And this is what Louisa is doing in the writings. And as time goes on, she explains more clearly. She explains in detail the divine realities that Jesus is expressing to Louisa. At first, it's very, very hard for her to comprehend, to learn. So she says, Jesus says, St. Honorable will comprehend these truths more clearly and comprehended the great good of the knowledges of the supreme fiat. And he will pray and he will make all of heaven pray that they be known on earth as it is in heaven, and will impetrate a light more clear for those who will occupy themselves. That's us, with reading these writings. So as we read the writings, as we study the writings, it really is a new beginning that God is giving to us. So he says this, Jesus says, more so, since each knowledge about my divine will shall bring, St. Honorable De Francia, one more glory. Now think about that. Each of the knowledges, each of the promises that we read and study and put into practice, it's a greater glory that God has given to us. One more glory, one greater happiness. See, this is heaven. And they, as they become known on earth, St. Honorable De Francia's glory and happiness will be redoubled, because this will be the fulfillment of his own mission. And it's the fulfillment of our mission. As you read, the face of the earth is changing. As you become aware of the truths that Jesus speaks to Louisa, the face of the earth is changing. More good is happening to humanity. The bad is fleeing. And you're going to see this in your family. You're going to see this in our nation. You're going to see this in the church. Good. The church, Jesus is ironing, cleaning the stained dress of his bride, ironing it, getting the bride of Christ, that's us, ready for the wedding feast of heaven. God's getting everything ready. So Jesus says, as we begin to know these truths of the divine will, say, Honorable de Francia's happiness is going to be redoubled because this will be the fulfillment of his own mission. Now think of our mission. We want our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners to embrace this gift. As we pray, as we read, as we study these the truths in the Book of Heaven, your family is changing. Our glory, our happiness is happiness seeing our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners embracing the divine will. This is why they were called to be alive today. And Jesus said to Louisa, the human will is so strong. Would you stand in the breach for your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers? Would you stand in the breach for all of humanity, all human generations, as Moses stood in the breach for the Israelites? Will you stand in the breach for all my children, Jesus says. And when we read this and say, yes, Lord, whatever you want, I want, God goes, good. Watch what I'm going to do. Some have said that Jesus is, he loves us so much that what he's going to do for humanity will even surprise Our Lady. The secrets, the treasures of the Holy Spirit are going to be revealed. So she says, Jesus says this, this is the fulfillment of his own mission, which Father Nibale had the desire to accomplish in his will, and it is right that he receive the fruit of his mission as it is carried out on earth. See, that's our job. That's our mission. Carrying out what Father Nibale, we're working with him as he got all of heaven to proclaim the kingdom being established on earth as it is in heaven, the fulfillment of the Our Father. We're doing it, and we're working all together. Nobody's in this alone. We're all in the same boat. So just this is what Jesus says. This is why I, Jesus, told Father Nibale to hurry. He says, I pushed Father Nibale. So not to waste time, because I wanted Father Nibale not only to start, but to advance greatly with the publications of the knowledges of the eternal fiat, so that Father Nibale would not do everything from heaven. That's the same thing with us. He wants us to begin now, heaven on earth, so that we don't have to do everything in heaven. He wants heaven on earth in us. May your kingdom come on earth, this dust, as it is in heaven. So Jesus says this, one who has accomplished his mission on earth can say, my mission is finished. But one who has not completed it must complete it from heaven. So the Lord is asking us, pleading with us, would you be willing to begin to live heaven on earth? Would you be willing to enter into these words of the Word of God? It makes sacred scripture come alive. It makes our dogma and doctrine come alive. It makes the lives of the saints come alive. What we're entering into is an awakening of a new and divine way of holiness. Now again, now nobody lives in it fully. He's offering this to us of what is going to come. And he's saying, would you like to begin now? Would you like to begin right now? And when we say fiat, when we say yes to God, he goes, good, get out of my way. Watch what I'm going to do. That's what St. Louis de Montfort says. It's in those saints in the end will be the greatest saints because nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. So may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.